Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. Ever feel like you're stuck in a rut? Like there are certain things you know you should be doing, but somehow, your brain just keeps pulling you back into the same old patterns. Yeah, me too. We all have those habits, right? The ones we know aren't serving us, yet they cling to us like a stubborn toddler refusing to let go of their favorite blankie. But guess what? We can break free from them. And that's exactly what we're diving into today, overcoming those pesky negative habits and addictions with a little help from the wisdom of Stoicism. Think of this as your daily dose of mental muscle building, folks. Because facing these challenges head-on isn't about willpower alone, it's about strategy, understanding, and a whole lot of self-compassion. So, strap, and because we're about to unlock 5 powerful Stoic insights that can help you kick those bad habits to the curb once and for all. First up, acceptance. Sounds simple, right? But seriously, it's the cornerstone of change. Before you can tackle a habit, you gotta acknowledge its existence. Don't judge yourself for it, just simply observe it. You know, like that detective in a movie who meticulously examines the crime scene. Second, identify your triggers. Think of them as those sneaky ninjas lurking in your environment or thoughts that set off your automatic habit responses. It could be a specific location, a certain time of day, even a particular emotion. Once you've identified those triggers, you can start creating strategies to avoid them or manage them more effectively. Third, focus on the present moment. Stoicism is all about living in the now, not dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. When you find yourself slipping into an old pattern, gently bring your attention back to your breath, to your senses, to what's happening right here, right now. Fourth, replace the bad with the good. It's like playing a game of Tetris. Clear out those negative blocks and replace them with positive ones. So, if you're trying to break a mindless snacking habit, find a healthier alternative that satisfies your cravings: a piece of fruit, some nuts, even just a big glass of water. And finally, practice self-compassion. This is huge, folks. Be kind to yourself, because kicking those habits isn't easy. There will be setbacks, there will be moments when you slip up. But that's okay. Just learn from it, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a single mom who struggles with late-night snacking because she feels overwhelmed and stressed after putting her kids to bed. She knows this habit isn't healthy for her, but she finds herself reaching for the cookies again and again. Sarah decides to try out some of these Stoic principles. She starts paying attention to what triggers those cravings. Maybe it's loneliness, or boredom, or simply the stress of a long day. She replaces the cookies with a relaxing cup of herbal tea and takes a few minutes to journal about her feelings. She focuses on her breath, reminding herself that she is capable of handling whatever comes her way. And most importantly, she remembers to be kind to herself when she slips up, because she knows that change is a journey, not a destination. See? This isn't just some abstract philosophical concept. These are real tools you can use right now to make positive changes in your life. You've got this. Remember, overcoming negative habits and addictions isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. Every step you take towards a healthier, happier you is a victory worth celebrating. So, what are you waiting for? Head out there and conquer those bad habits with the power of Stoicism by your side. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might benefit from these insights. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're building a community here, folks. Until next time, keep striving for clarity and focus, and remember, you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.